Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines: 30 illegal immigrants and two Zambian drivers arrested in Eastern Province. TBZ targets 120 million kgs of tobacco in 2025-2026 season. And in global news, protesters in Johannesburg call on US to release Venezuela's Maduro. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Police in Enyimba, Eastern Province, have apprehended 30 illegal immigrants, Ethiopians by nationality, whose national details are yet to be ascertained. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wemba says the arrests were made at Kacholola Security Checkpoint in Enyimba District last night. Mr. Mwemba says in a statement that the suspects were found in an ambulance vehicle belonging to Altaf Private Hospital in Chipata District. The Eastern Province Police Chief explains that the drivers of the vehicle, Boyd Piri and Siamukenge Chikema, claimed that they were responding to a call about a patient in Katete, but were instead handed over the Ethiopian nationals. He says the two Zambian drivers are in police custody and the vehicle has been impounded while investigations in the matter are ongoing. Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has disclosed that it is projecting to produce 120 million kilograms of tobacco in the 2025-2026 marketing season. Speaking on the company's strategic focus for 2026, TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale has emphasized the need to expand tobacco production across all provinces in Zambia. Mr. Mwale states that one of the TBZ's key strategies is to ensure tobacco production is decentralized, with a presence in every province, and that to achieve this, the company will be recruiting qualified staff and engaging new growers in untapped areas in order to increase production volumes and also contribute to the socio-economic development of rural communities. With the majority of Zambia's tobacco earmarked for export, Mr. Mwale has stressed the importance of adhering to international standards to remain competitive globally, especially that tobacco is a key contributor to Zambia's economy. He has expressed confidence that with current investments and support, Zambia's tobacco industry will reach new heights, benefiting farmers, the economy, and the country as a whole. This is contained in a statement issued by TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager Lee Hamunji. Former Luansha Mayor Nathan Chanda is concerned over operations at the 18 Shaft Mountain in Patamatu, Luansha, calling for tangible benefits to the local community. Mr. Chanda has expressed worry over extensive damage to roads caused by heavy trucks, particularly near Patamatu Police Station and the Kafubu water tanks, describing the situation as bad and worsening. He has also questioned the future of women and youths who depend on stone crushing at the site, noting that materials are being extracted at a fast rate with no clear plan for alternative livelihoods once the dumps are exhausted. Mr. Chanda has told Phoenix News that unemployment levels in Luansha remain high and the 18 shaft dumps have long served as a lifeline for women and youths in Patamatu and surrounding areas.
Kushabantu besu waba kumpata mantokuchisha poa yusi na bana mayo finishi wakala achita mapa ngenshi ewe wabale chita fila wapeka nishisheko community ya Mruansha kuchisha po abena mpata mato panturubioru pili kwa alisunga ama live ya bantu wa vengi kuchisha po wababulishi wesha nchito muno Mruansha. So I want to end here by appealing to the authorities, because if that is left unchecked, the community will lose even the livelihood that they've been benefiting from those operations outside.
Bwana Mkubwa, Member of Parliament Warren Mwambazi, has cautioned individuals aspiring for the Bwana Mkubwa seat against engaging in politics of insults and character assassination. Speaking to Phoenix News in an interview, Mr. Mwambazi has acknowledged that every eligible citizen has a constitutional right to contest for public office, including the Bwana Mkubwa seat. He has, however, warned that such ambitions should not be pursued through disparaging remarks or personal attacks directed at him as the current Member of Parliament. Mr. Mwambazi has advised that leadership contests should be anchored on ideas, development agendas and service to the people rather than hostility and misinformation. He has further called on aspiring candidates to respect democratic values and allow voters to make informed decisions based on credible plans for development.
Every person has got their own democratic right to go to the people, appeal themselves. What is alarming is when people start disparaging the sitting members of parliament and also demeaning the works which are being done. If you follow the trajectory of even some of us when we're campaigning, I think it's important to go there. What you need to do is sell yourself to the people, what you stand for, and what is it that you want to deliver to the people. So I cannot say I want to stop them. It's a democratic right. Let them go and sell themselves to the people. But they should know that there's a sitting member of parliament who should be respected. And also, my appeal to them is let them sell themselves to the people. Let them say what is it that they're going to do.
Three suspects have been killed while three have been rearrested and four others are still on the run after escaping from lawful custody at Nakonda Police Station yesterday. Muchinga Province Police Commanding Officer Dennis Mola has disclosed that the incident occurred when 10 suspects being held for various criminal offences forced their way out of the cell after police officers opened grill to distribute food. Mr. Mola says police officers fired warning shots but the suspects continued to flee, resulting in three suspects identified as Christopher Simfukwe, James Parker and Kangwa Kangwa sustaining gunshot wounds and were pronounced dead upon arrival at Nakonde District Hospital. In a statement, Mr. Mola says following the incident, police instituted search operations which led to the recapture of three suspects while four others remain at large. He says police have intensified the manhunt for the remaining suspects and has assured the public that safety measures are in place while the remaining suspects are pursued. You are listening to Phoenix FM Main News. We take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.
What you doing?
Taking flight on air and online.
In global news, hundreds of demonstrators marched to the American consulate in Johannesburg on Saturday to protest the U.S. intervention in Venezuela and capture of former President Nicolas Maduro. The protests were led by members of the South African Communist Party and a number of trade unions. Ivan Jin, General Secretary of the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, told the crowd that they had delivered the memorandum to formally condemn the illegal U.S. military invasion of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela and to demand the immediate release of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores. We monitor the BBC on other global stories.
Kenya's impeached former Vice President Rigathi Gachagua has said he was tear-gassed at a church service. The opposition politician said a group attacked the congregation with live bullets. A Republican U.S. senator has called for a joint federal and state investigation into the fatal shooting of a man by Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis. Bill Cassidy described Saturday's events during an immigration raid as incredibly disturbing. The killing of Alex Preti has triggered overnight protests in several cities, including Minneapolis itself, New York, and Los Angeles. The governor of California has called for the resignation of the Homeland Security Secretary. President Zelensky of Ukraine is meeting his counterparts from Lithuania and Poland in Vilnius at a time of increasing tensions with Russia. All three are part of a trilateral alliance that aims to resist Russian aggression.
And that's it for the Phoenix FM main news. But before we go